One of the most important parts of humor is timing, to put the pauses in the right places to deliver the punchlines at the right times. It works very much like music. Timing is everything. Even in pure, serious dialogue, timing is everything. For example, remember when Luke and Obi-Wan found the dead Jawas who sold Luke the droids? Luke said something like, if they found these guys, it would lead them back home. That pause between the back and the home was critical. The pause in the line represents the click in Luke's brain of how his family was in danger, as if he was speaking the line and understanding the ramifications at the same time. This is a sign of a very good actor. Another example of a very well-placed pause, leveraging the brilliance of timing, is in James Bond. He always said his name very, very powerfully. Bond. James Bond. Mastering the art of interpersonal communication requires this kind of timing. There was a movie called Shallow Hal. Early in the movie, one guy said something and the other guy said something in response, a hopefully witty response, but he took too long with his witty response. So the other character said his witty response was not nearly as funny as it could have been since it took so long. A lack of timing. The idea of timing is the reason behind the 3-second rule. You see a lady smile and you've got 3 seconds to approach. This isn't a law. She's not going to start a timer and give you exactly 3 seconds, but 3 seconds is recommended for a lot of reasons. To get moving before you talk yourself out of it. To indicate to her subconsciously that you are a man of action. To kind of put her on the spot so she doesn't sit there judging you while you muster up the courage to get going. To create a much more spontaneous and fluid conversation, all based on the idea of timing. These early conversations are often referred to as a dance of some kind. Dancing effectively requires congruence. It requires understanding the timing of the music you are dancing to. It requires a deep and subconscious understanding of the resonance between interpersonal communication, to know and to act without needing to consciously think. This is why silly questions like, "What do I say to make her like me?" are ridiculous. If you vibe with her correctly, she'll like you. If you dance the verbal dance with her correctly, she'll like you. Everybody will. To learn how, visit mypersuasion.com/congruence.